Good morning, everyone. I was trying to convince Caleb to come up here and help me, but he said he was good. What a wonderful morning it is. Nice and breezy, nice and white. We are truly in the winter wonderland. I have some prayer concerns I'll get to that in a minute. Prayer concerns. Mary Ball had surgery. She is home now and doing well. She will be in the office this week. She will not be in the office this week. She will not be in the office this week, so don't come and think that you're going to talk to Mary. She's not going to be there. She'll probably be there the following week. And if there's any issues, Deb Darling,
yes.
Our Girl Friday will be there on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 12. If there needs any information needed, Deb will fill you in. She is a plethora of information. Irene Reynolds is in Saginaw Covenant, so we would like to keep Irene in our prayers. And Connie Ellis's daughter is not doing very well. She's in kidney failure right now. And on top of that burden that Connie is carrying, her grandson and a friend passed away this week. So keep Connie's family, everyone involved in your prayers. This is a tough time for Connie. She's been gone through a lot, and we sometimes think our burdens are awfully heavy, but the chimney that I have at my house that takes out the vent, you know, the two-story house over the top of the roof, it blew off yesterday. And I thought I had problems. And today I come in and hear Connie's story, and I realize that we have greater issues in this world, in our lives, and we need to turn to God. I think God will help Connie and her family through this very difficult time. Let's do announcements. First of all, I want to thank Al DeMont for doing such a wonderful job with his Lady Redskins. Al is a great coach. He's a great mentor for our young ladies and everyone in school. You know, it takes a lot to go every week, every 2 weeks. You go to practice, you go to this, you go to that, and dealing with issues. And I know my daughter played basketball under Al, and she still comments on the things that he taught her about being part of a family, whether it's a church family, whether it's a family in your home, or whether it's a family in your sports. You have to get some basics, and Al's wonderful for teaching that. And I know he's probably embarrassed, wants me to quit talking. But he does do a wonderful job, and I'll tell you what, those girls have nothing to hang their head for. That was a wonderful season they had. Thank you, Al. Gayla, you have an announcement you'd like to mention. And while Gayla's coming up, I will tell you that the Deckerville still has pies available. They're really good. $10 will get you one. $20 will get you two. And I bet if you negotiated, you might get three for 15. I'm not sure, but we could check that out for you. Gayla?
I just want to thank you to everybody that contributed to the Lenten booklets. If you haven't gotten one, they're at the back of the church. But I'd also recommend that you pick one up for somebody that you think might like one. I take one in my car all the time, and I run into somebody that I think maybe could gain from this, and it's easy. It's excellent. You just say, this is something that our church does. I think you might like it. And it's a great outreach. I just want to announce about the garage sale. It's going to be April 1st and 2nd. That's going to be a Friday and Saturday. You can bring your stuff in after church on Sunday or Monday and Tuesday, not Wednesday, but Thursday. And then the sale will start at 8 o'clock Friday morning. We're going to have a bake sale as well. So next week we'll do a sign up, but you don't have to sign up to bring stuff for the garage sale. All you got to do is take your bulletin out right now and write down, take a baked good to the garage sale on April 1st. Thank you.
Thank you, Gayla. We are on the air now, and I welcome our radio listeners. We are at this time going to go through our birthdays that we have in March. Donna Stone, Mike Ridley, Reese Send, Bonnie Humphrey, Kylie Hayes, Molly Thurneau, Kevin Cohn, and Lucy Dowling. So can we sing happy birthday to all those lucky people? Anniversaries, Al and Tammy DeMont. How many years, Al? Oh, he doesn't know. It's been a lot of fun and wonderful years, has it not? Yes, yes, very good, Al. Welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us our morning message. I am Suzanne Hickson, your worship leader for this morning. Let us start up. Oh, please quiet our minds and prepare your hearts for worship as we light the candles. Please stand if you're able for our first praise song, I Will Call Upon the Lord, number 2002. Please join me in the call to worship. O God, my Savior, you have been my help. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me.
Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and lead me along a safe path.
Praise be to the Lord God, who is with us always. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as we look at the cost of discipleship, by the power of your Holy Spirit, open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our very lives to your presence, so that today we may worship and serve you in faithfulness, be blessing and healing reminders of your love to all whose lives we touch. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen.
Our opening hymn is Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, 139.
Seated. I'm going to ask that the kids come forward and those that are listening at home to open your ears. How are you? Okay? You guys can sit up there if you want. So today, in our children's message, it is about Luke, the Gospel of Luke, that Jesus is like a mother hen. Because when I get these bulletins off the internet at Sermons for Kids, that's where I get it, they didn't have Philippians, and I'm going to be preaching on Philippians. But it's the same thing, that God is always with us. And so I want you to hear a story today. It's actually a song. You may know it, but I'm not going to sing it because I don't know it. I'm going to read the words. Is that okay? It's about five little ducks. Do you know the story? You don't know, so listen up, right? Five little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only four little ducks came back. Four little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only three little ducks came back. Three little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only two little ducks came back. Two little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only one little duck came back. One little duck went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. You're a good helper. But none of the five little ducks came back. Sad mother duck went out one day over the hill and far away. Sad mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. And all of the five little ducks came back. Now, what does that have to do with anything, right? Except Jesus can be like a mother hen to us. And sometimes we go off on our way, sometimes far away, sometimes out of the things that we should be doing. And you know what? That makes Jesus sad. And even though he doesn't go quack, 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 he calls us back to follow him. And then he looks for us and he seeks us and he finds us. He rejoices. Amen? He rejoices. Let's pray. Dear God, I just thank you for being our mother hen, watching wherever we go, and when we go too far or go in the wrong direction or turn our back on you, you're always there seeking us, wanting us to come back to you. So I pray as we go through this week, Lord, that we keep our eyes on you, and if we wander, we turn around and come back, because we know you're always there. In the name of Christ, amen. All right, I know you guys like suckers, so I added a few suckers. And here's your bulletin. So if you want some candy, you don't have to take the suckers, but you can. There you go. So if you want, help yourself. They went all around the suckers. Okay, thank you.
Suckers. I like being littered just in the morning. All kinds of treats. The Old Testament reading today is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. In his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witness rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I will remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his words.
Thank you, Suzanne. So this morning, our choir is going to sing Marvelous Mystery. Also in parentheses, it's called He Died for Me. This morning, as we turn to prayer, we remember Farm Bureau Insurance in our community, also those that we lifted this morning in our prayer concerns. We continue to pray for Ukraine and the Russia situation, for Florida in hurricanes and snow and blizzards in our Northeast. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Lord God Almighty, we know you're in the midst of everything, like a mother hen, watching over us, waiting for us to seek you, desiring that we come and be with you in a relationship. Lord, we're thankful that you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, that makes it all possible to have the Holy Spirit in and within us, through us. holding us, guiding us. Lord, we come this morning thankful for birthdays and anniversaries, thankful that we made it safely here on the roads. Those listening at home have that opportunity to hear us, and that your presence is always there. But Lord, even in the midst of joys, sometimes our hearts are so heavy. We can't always do things for people across the world in Ukraine. But we can give them to you, Lord, and we can ask that this war stop, that you heal, that you protect, that you bring this to an end. The whole world watches. Things continue to get worse. Lord, we cry out, have mercy on them. Lord, from beautiful skies of sunshine to tornadoes, to wind and ice and snow, to collisions on roads, whatever the weather may be, Lord, we ask that you watch over us. Be with those who have lost power, that have no food, who are hungry, tired, weary. We ask that you help us feed them, to help reach out and be there, doing what we can. Lord, we pray for this church because there's storms all over in all of our lives. We may not be in the storm of a tornado or in the midst of a war, but prices rise and gas prices rise and food rise and life becomes even more difficult to live. We have struggles in relationships. We have fears, the unknown, what will happen next. But Lord, as we talk with the children, we know that you are there. So help us to have peace and comfort, to have joy in our life, to stand firm in the Lord our God for all that you do for us, with us, and you are never against us. We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus, who rose from the dead. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Before I read the New Testament, Philippians 3:17-4:1, let's sing our song, Hymn of Preparation, Gentle Shepherd. It's in the Green Book 3096. Please stand as you are able.
Thank you.
You may be seated. The reading of Philippians 3, verse 17 to 4:1. Hear these words. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me, more and more of you, these things I pray. Amen. I started out this last week looking at Luke. So we've been in Luke, and we're continuing in Luke. And I just felt like God was telling me to go to Philippians, where Paul is writing about people following his example. But also in our commentaries, they're saying Paul is trying to do his best. He's not perfect, as none of us here are perfect in this world. It was only Jesus Christ that walked this world that was perfect. Paul wanted to tell the Philippians, don't do what is wrong, but follow the example of those who live to give glory to God. Imitate. It's the word that kept coming to mind. Imitate, be an example. Imitate me, but don't imitate the things that I do wrong. Imitate the things that I do that are Christ-like. For all of us to follow Jesus Christ should be our goal of any and every Christian and every soul on earth. But a lot of times we fail at this, don't we? I know I do. I don't walk perfect. Paul didn't walk perfect. And as I've been reading the Old Testament in my daily devotions, I read this week where Moses had passed away. And Moses was a great leader, one who we turn to, and a lot of people turn to, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but also Moses. But Moses was not allowed to enter into the promised land because he sinned against God. The one who was a leader of all of Israel, who was as faithful could be, but yet human as human could be. And he erred. But Moses was the one that went out on that mountaintop with hearing God's voice and received the Ten Commandments on the tablet, while the people of Israel down below were impatient and did their own will. And they made a calf, a golden calf. And they began to idolize that instead of the Lord God. Not only was Moses upset and angry, but so was God. And a lot of times when we read the Old Testament, we'll say, God is a God that is a God of anger and destroying. Yet our New Testament is a God of Jesus Christ, of love and grace. See, God told Moses, I'm going to show you the promised land, but you will not be able to enter it. Bring Joshua along, son of Nun, to be the successor, the leader of Israel, that he may take the people of Israel and move him into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And Moses went up on that mountaintop once again. And as he went on that mountaintop, he got to look over and look at the promised land that he was not able to enter, where he died. And Joshua took up the reins and his successor and led the people into Israel, into the land of milk and honey. Even there, Joshua took those commandments and said he would be faithful and obedient to our God. And he would teach the Israelites and remind them of those same commandments of what they should follow. To be an example, to have the people imitate him. Yet there was a time when Joshua also failed. He also failed because he was a human being. And when he failed, there were consequences, and God did not give him the land of Gibeon because of it. Because he made an oath with them that wasn't from the Lord God. And then we jump ahead to Paul in the New Testament. Paul, as you know, or maybe not, he crucified Christians. His name was Saul at that moment. He didn't know God as Lord, as the Almighty. And he crucified those that followed him, were faithful and obedient. Until one day on that road to Damascus, his life was changed. And then he wanted and desired to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And he taught people and he shared the word to the churches. And this one particular today is Philippians, to the church of Philippi. Follow the life of Jesus Christ and what he did. He was kind and caring. He didn't speak evil or gossip. He shared healing upon healings, even rose Lazarus from the dead. And as we know, even later on, and Paul knows at this time, because Christ isn't alive, that he even sacrificed his own self, God's son, Jesus, that went to the cross and died for us because he knew we as human beings couldn't do everything right. We're sinners. He died for us. And in this season of Lent, it's our time to look at what Christ has done and to try to change our life, our attitude, our hearts. Because, see, Jesus in the New Testament wasn't just about the Ten Commandments. He gave us two new commandments. You remember what they are? To love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and your strength. Everything about you. And to love your neighbor as yourself. we do those two things, we still follow all those other Ten Commandments that Moses had in the Old Testament that God had given to him. To follow, to be faithful, to be obedient. So how do we do that, church? How do we, as human beings that are sinful creatures, be faithful unto our God? We come and worship. All the way through Scripture, they are building altars, and they're coming and they're worshiping Jesus. They're worshiping God, giving Him the glory, wanting to follow Him, trying to do what was right. So coming to worship, we also add in our vows in the United Methodist Church to be present, to come to worship, to listen on the radio to worship God every day in our lives, to be in prayer, not only for ourselves, but especially for those around the world. We have a long list and we keep adding to it. And we also need to add all those things that are happening in the world to pray to God, because it can and will make a difference. By our gifts of our financials, our gifts of ourselves, giving all that we have, heart, mind, soul, and strength, giving everything, our thoughts, our words, our actions, giving it all to God. Because see, if we don't give to the church, it's not really giving to the church, it's giving to God. If we don't give to God, we can't do ministry in the church and in the community. We have to give. We have to serve. We've made vows that we will serve our Lord God. Are we doing that? Are we serving Christ in a way in the church that honors Him, in the way in the community that honors Him? And then to witness, to be able to share the love of the Lord. Shouts of joy, as Suzanne read in the Old Testament, of what God has done for us. We look at it in this Lenten season, knowing that Christ went to the cross and died for us. We should be jumping for joy, for He gave us life and breath, and we are still here. He's like a mother hen taking care of His chicks. And share that love. Share that love with others. So we've been talking about in a class of forgiveness. If you haven't joined in and you want to, please come. It's a tough class. We've heard that already in week one. This is difficult. Can you imagine how Christ felt to take all of our sins, past, present, and future, to the cross? Shed His blood, His body broken. So that we could be forgiven. Paul said in his words, "Often I've told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. They don't know Christ. Maybe some are Christians, but they come on Sunday, but they don't show their actions the rest of the time. I'm a good Christian. I come to church. I listen on the radio. But the words that are shared, the actions that are seen, We might as well call ourselves enemies of the cross of Christ. Those are harsh words. We all are there. Do you recognize that? Can you in this Lenten season look within your heart, your mind, your soul? The one question we ask in class is, who do you need to forgive? And who do you need forgiveness from? And had the class ponder that. Because I bet every single one of us, because we're human beings, need to forgive somebody. And we need forgiveness from someone. And God calls us in our Lord Jesus Christ, in something that we say all the time, in our Lord's Prayer, week after week after week after week. We must forgive in order to be forgiven. And we say it because it's there and it we're supposed to and it's rote and it's part of the service, so I'll say this, but do we mean it? I appreciate Paul because he's honest and he brings this to our attention. Because there's so many struggles that are happening in our world. There's war, there's hunger, there's homelessness, there's murder, there's suicide, there is offenses, there's judgments. The list can go on and on and on. And then Paul says this, listen up. But our citizenship is in heaven. Amen? It is in heaven for those who believe in Jesus Christ and have accepted him as Lord and Savior. Our citizenship is in heaven. There is hope and there is joy. We eagerly await for that Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power enables him to bring everything under his control. Everything will come under his control. Christ will come again. And everything, like a mother hen taking care of the world, the chicks, he will come again with power and mighty, and he will transform our lowly bodies, that we will be like him. But in the meantime, he's calling us, you and I, he's calling us to imitate Christ's example. Can I hear an amen? It's not easy, is it, folks? We all stumble and we all fall short of the glory of the Lord. That's a scripture that I know well. But there's hope. Because as believers, as Christians, our hearts can be changed. Our words can be changed. Our actions can be changed. Question is, will we make those changes? Will we try to be a good example and say, I hope that people look at me and will follow my example? What the Lord wants from us. He wants us as his chicks to come back to him. That's what Lent is all about, is figuring out where we are, what we need to do, what we can change so that we can be better, to be Christ-like, to be his hands and feet, to be transforming the world. My challenge for you this week: are you ready? Are you willing? to change in order to be Christ-like. Let's pray. Lord God, you've called us to stand firm in you. Sometimes that's really hard to do. Sometimes we're like those Israelites that want to make another image of a calf, only with power and ego and pride and will. Help us, Lord, as we receive those two commands in the New Testament to love you with all of our being and to love even our enemies, our neighbors, ourselves. Help us to hold on to you, to seek you, to follow you, to be like you. In Christ, I pray. Amen. I just want to remind you of the words that we sang before the service, before the sermon. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. With the morning ushers, please come forward. Please stand as able. We thank you that you forgive us. We come this morning giving not only our gifts but ourselves. We pray, Lord, that this day it will help us be transformed into being like you, to share with others that can be transformed to be like you, that we can seek you, Lord. So bless these gifts and the givers and the receivers. In the name of our risen Lord. Amen. Our closing song is 2236, Gather Us In. Thank you. Before you go, I have two announcements I'd like to make. First of all, United Methodist Conference is helping with Ukraine, so we will be taking up a collection next week. Please mark it for UMCOR for Ukraine. That money will go directly to them as we can help as much as possible and continue with prayers. Secondly, our general conference that was going to happen this last week of August and first part of September has been postponed once again, and it now will not be until 2024. We will have more discussion on this. As you go forth this week, continue to be an example and imitate Christ's love to others. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.